Hey there, sis. So glad to be here with you. This is my first time doing podcast model for our growth session. So as you listen, let me know how you like this format as opposed to the video format. I've had a request to do podcasts, so I'm excited to give it a try today, especially as we dive into talking about a topic that matters to all of us, which is being consistent in our homeschools. Consistency, I think, is one of those things that can really get you down, right? We have great plans. We have amazing vision, and then we got to get into the day-to-day of executing, and it feels like a lot. And it could feel like it's only you, right? It's only you who's not getting through your lesson plans. It's only you who's being interrupted throughout the day. But the truth is, it happens to all of us. If you joined us for our live session in which we were talking about consistency, we had an awesome and fun time of role playing. And mamas, we were like, yes, this happens to me. The knocks on the door, the rings on the phone, the children that say, I don't feel like doing this today, my stomach hurting, all of those types of things, they pop up for all of us. And so we are going to talk about, okay, life does what life does. And so what can we do in the midst of living life that allows us to show up the ways that we want to in our homeschool, right? And here, we are not talking about being perfect. We say all the time, mamas need lots of grace and systems in place. And so there are just things you don't have control over where you're just going to have to say, okay, grace for that. Okay, going to be kind to myself. Going to talk to myself like I was my best friend, right? I'm going to talk to myself kindly. I'm going to let go of things I can't control or things I didn't see, right? We're going to be gracious to ourselves. And also, we know if there's something that comes up again and again that impacts our homeschool flow, our rhythm and impacts our ability to be consistent, that there is probably a system that we can establish for it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you have not, be sure to print out your growth guide because that's what I'm going to be using to just dive in and walk us through the things that we're going to be talking about. So I just first want to remind you that being consistent is not simply about your self-discipline. Okay. Sometimes it feels like I just need to be better. I just need to do more. I just need to go to sleep earlier and get up earlier. And then we would be able to be consistent. And while there may be some, there are tweaks that we often can make, there's so much more to that than when it comes to being consistent, right? We have decision fatigue because of the amount of decisions we have to make each day. We have other things and people we're responsible for. We are the entire system, right? In some ways, in schools, they have the nurse, they have a principal, they have a counselor. If a child's having a bad day, you're a counselor. If someone gets hurt, you're a nurse, right? And so there are real limits that you have just simply because of your structure of being a homeschool mom, and that's okay, right? That's okay. So I just want to first say, if you are like, yeah, I really struggle with consistency. We have some weeks when we're on it or some days, I'll be good for 2 or 3 days and then I just start to struggle. You are not alone. And it's not simply because you can't get your stuff together. It is more than just about willpower. Okay. And so the first sheet of the growth guide kind of walks you through that because I think that's such an important part of us realizing, okay, it's not just that I have a problem and I need to fix me. I will become more consistent when I establish rhythms and routines, when I honor my limits, the fact that I really can't do everything, when I make sure to get my family on board, right? When I adjust for life seasons, because what works in one season won't always work in the next. And then when I am gracious to myself, so I'm not beating myself up over mistakes and those types of things, okay? So I just want to encourage you, I want to empower you that as you're thinking about working on consistency, I don't want you to come to this from a place of deficiency or come to this from a place of like, I am just such a problem and I need to get myself right. No, you are an amazing mama who has a lot on your plate, a lot of things vying for your attention, and you are showing up as best as you can right now. You're going to give yourself grace and you're going to establish systems so that you can have more bandwidth, more joy, and more impact. Yeah. So starting from that place, let's go ahead and dive in. The truth is, one of the hardest things, one of the biggest things that we deal with as it relates to being consistent are the things, other things pulling our attention. Okay. I'm going to call these attention contenders, things that pop up all throughout the day that say, hey, look at me, mama. Hey, sis, remember that over here? Hey, wife, remember this over here? Hey, partner, remember this here? All those different things that pop up and pull us in these different ways. And, you know, attention contenders are to be expected, right? And they are okay. But too many, too frequently will impact our ability to homeschool, right? So if I'm getting a call every 5 minutes, we're not going to get through a lesson. Yeah. And so that's different though, if it's like, oh, I get a call because I'm an emergency contact. Okay. That's going to happen. And it's an attention contender. And it's something that I might be okay with, right? So contenders make sense because we wear multiple hats. The thing is, if they happen too frequently, they will impact our ability to homeschool. And so let's just sort of talk about types of attention contenders that pop up. You could probably think of some. You've got relationship contenders, right? Maybe your mama or your grandmama or your auntie or your cousin or your best friend want to talk on the phone all day long and feel like you should be able to talk on the phone because you stay at home, right? So maybe you're helping someone through a hard season and they just need you to be more emotionally available and you're trying to kind of figure out what that looks like. Then you might have emotional contenders, right? We all have days where it's like, I don't want to do this today. I don't want to be here, right? Like in the traditional classroom, if your child's having a hard day, they can either be sent to the counselor's office or math is at 10 o'clock and they're going to sit there and they could be mad, but the lesson's going to go on, right? And so that those emotions that pop up in homeschool that we have the space to hold and our children feel safe to show up with because they are home with us, those are things that pull our attention and do impact what we're able to do. Likewise, we have physical contenders. We all get sick at different times, right? You might have a headache, maybe that time of the month, and it impacts your ability to show up and homeschool, right? So this is not where you say, oh, darn you, body, what's wrong with you? This is where you say, okay, I can listen to my body. I can respond to this and hopefully establish a rhythm, a routine for what our homeschool life could look like around these times. You also probably have work contenders or outside home responsibility contenders. Maybe you volunteer somewhere, you're a part of a group. You might have financial contenders, right? Sometimes it's like, hey, you know, I could do this lesson or I could drive this Uber or do these groceries or pick up this extra shift so that we can make some additional money. Okay. So those are just some of the initial ones that I hear mamas talking about all the time, but I want to encourage you to write yours down too, because you know the things that pop up for you. Think about this last week. What types of things, okay, interrupted a lesson when you weren't expecting it? What types of things interrupted a lesson when you were expecting it, okay? So think about that. It's just in the most immediate week, but also think larger picture. What are things that happen cyclically? For example, like sickness or wanting to be outside more as the weather changes. All of those types of things impact the way that our homeschool flow and schedule looks. So I'm going to empower you right now. You have your growth guide printed out. I want you to think about what is fighting for your attention. Okay. What things are contending. Okay. And as I say that, I don't want you to have this negative of like, oh, they're all trying to get me, but it's simply, you are wonderful. You are filling several cups as well as trying to fill your own and maintain your own. And there are things that you are attached to that do need your attention. And so what we want to do is be mindful of what those things are so we can figure out where we need to draw boundaries, so we can figure out how we can establish systems and so that we can intentionally give ourselves breaks, okay? So you have a sheet there in your growth guide. It says, what is fighting for your attention? I want you to go through, like I said, think through first this last week. What were the things that interrupted your lessons? If you're having a hard time, ask your children. I'm sure they will be able to think of some. It's amazing the things they remember, right? So I want you to think of those contenders. You can also think seasonally, right? Cyclically. What are the things that pop up that impact your ability to homeschool or help you impact your ability to show up consistently in homeschool? Now, once you get that list written, I want you to do that column first, just getting all the attention contenders out. You can duplicate the page if you need another copy of it. Now, once you do that, I want you to continue to fill out the rest of the columns for each contender. So is it a one-time or is it a recurring contender? All right. So, you know, one time might just be like, I never speak to Aunt Rose and she gave me a call and that interrupted me. But it could be something recurring where like my mama calls me every day at 10 a.m. because she wants to talk about the weather. right? There might be something like that. So consider, is it one time or is it recurring? Also then identify the type of contender that it is. You know, is it a physical one? Is it a financial one? Is it feeling an emotional need? And this is important because it'll kind of help you start to see trends, right? Things are like, oh, we actually have a lot of physical demands in our home, or we have a lot of emotional demands in our home. And this impacts me in this way, right? So I want you to fill out that as well. And then finally, for each one, I want you to think, is this a space in which you need to give yourself grace or to set a system in place? Okay. And I have a few thoughts for you to help you determine if it's a grace or a system in place type thing. Okay. So do you have control over it? That's one of the questions you can ask yourself. If it's something that just like you can't control, like for me, I'm the emergency contact for my nephew. I don't have control over when a school might call, when he might be sick. So if it happens, I got to give myself grace, right? It's not something I have control over. It's not something I can set up a system. School, you can only call me after 11 o'clock. It doesn't work like that. Okay. So if it's something that you don't have control over, I'm going to say it's most likely a grace space. Okay. And I'm not talking about, you can always draw boundaries or say, I'm not going to do certain things, but if it's something that's out of your control, like sickness, it's a grace space. Okay. Something else you can ask yourself is it a welcome interruption? Or is it just a life season? Okay. So by welcome interruption, again, we use the emergency contact. It is an interruption to my day when I need to pick up someone from school because they're sick, but also I love the fact that I can support my sister in that way. And so it's something that I say yes to, right? I could say, no, I can't be the emergency contact, but that's not something I want to do. So it's an interruption that I welcome, even when it's sometimes hard for me. Okay. You also want to think about that life season piece. It might be just right now, you know? So depending on the length of the life season, for example, if you're pregnant, yes, that is recurring, right? And postpartum, it will continue to be, but it also might be something shorter, like a family member coming to visit where, okay, it's showing up frequently. Okay. Is this a life season thing? Is this something I need a system for? Is it just like, we just got to make it work for now? That's something you want to ask yourself. Another question you want to ask yourself when you're thinking, should I give myself grace or is this something I want to do, put a system in place for? Actually, I want to say you're always giving yourself grace, right? You're always treating yourself kindly. And you might be saying, I'm going to treat myself kindly and I want to establish a system to help. So I just want to go ahead and say that because it's not like grace or a system in place. It's like grace, period. Or grace and system in place. All right. So another question I'd ask myself is, does the show stop because of this interruption? Does the show stop because of this interruption? So maybe you have a child that has like an epic meltdown during the school day and this is over, right? Like once they reach their peak, like there is nothing else. There is no bringing down. The whole house is disrupted. Right? Does the show stop because of this? That then probably tells you you need a system in place because the show stopping day after day after day means that you're actually not making the progress and the traction you want to make. And so if the show stops, then it's something to think about. Likewise, maybe it's something that pulls you out of the house, like picking up an extra shift. And because you pick up that extra shift, the kids don't do any of their work. All right. So then that's that needs system in place. It doesn't mean that you don't pick up that shift. It means, okay, how do I set the children up for success so that even when I'm not there, the show doesn't stop. Okay. So those are the types of things you want to be thinking about if you're thinking if it's a grace or if it's a grace and system in place type setup, okay? And I want to encourage you, if you're kind of having a hard time discerning through that, ask us in the Village, sis. You know, we love to chat with you, answer these types of questions with you, explore these types of things with you. So we'll think through it with you. So after you have written out your types of contenders, and once you've written out whether you feel like you need to establish a system in place or simply a grace space, I want to empower you to create a system. So remember, right now in the Village, we're not focused on releasing a bunch of new trainings and learning, you know, like, oh, what about this and this topic? We are focused on implementation, okay? So there are trainings already created in the Village that will help you right now today to be more consistent in the area that you choose. So from that list, you're going to choose one thing. Okay. I'm serious about that. One area of focus, right? We don't do overwhelm. We don't do putting 20 things in our plate so that we only get one and a half done and then we feeling badly about ourselves. You're going to choose one area for which you're going to establish a system. And once you choose that area, you're going to go ahead and you're going to affirm yourself. You're going to say, I can do this because you really can. You're going to say, I have the wisdom because you really do. Okay. And you are going to make a plan. And in that plan making process, you're going to, you know, watch trainings in the village. You're going to post questions, ask another mama, ask sisters in our community to find out how they're doing, how they're managing this thing. You're going to talk to your children or your partner, whoever else is involved in this plan, and who would need to be on board to create a system to help address this one specific issue. Okay. So you're going to address, again, one specific issue. You're going to tell yourself you can believe you can do it. And then you're going to go ahead and give the system a try. Now, there is a detailed training in the village on what it looks like to establish rhythms. So I am going to link that. I'm not going to go into detail on it here, but there's step by step. When you're establishing a rhythm, this is what you need to do. So I'm going to encourage you, go there, watch that, and then try to find a specific training that's related to what you need to do. So for example, one thing that often pops up for mamas is like when one child asks for help, the other kid kind of, you know, disappears. Like, what, where, weren't you here supposed to be doing your work? When didn't they not dare doing their work, right? Or they just kind of don't do anything, or they need help. And so they just stop because they didn't know what to do. So one of the techniques we've given in the village is to say, hey, create a classroom protocol about when you're stuck so that your children know exactly what to do. A simple system, but it's a simple checklist that it's like, okay, when I get stuck, I first look at the book, then I ask a sibling, then I Google, right? They do the 1, 2, 3 so that the show doesn't stop just because you're not there. So I'm just telling you that it can be something as simple as that. And that's what I want, something as simple as that, that helps you to go ahead and to be more consistent and address this one area. Okay. We've got the whole month to do this. So go ahead, write yours down, participate in the Growth Quest in the village. And I'm so excited that we are doing this together. You really are uniquely equipped to homeschool your children. You can show up the way that you want to. You can increase the joy and impact. And I'm really excited to journey with you.